Right, welcome back to it. The John Bolton bombshell, is it or isn't it? You know, I'm sorry, but I have a hard time going with anonymous sources, especially for the New York Times and others anymore. I know that Attorney General Bill Barr says things that were attributed to him, he says, simply are not true. And at the end of the day, does it change anything? Probably not. I mean, let's be honest. The money to Ukraine was delivered before the deadline of September the 30th. It was approved on 9/11. Takes a couple of weeks to make its way through. That puts us at, what, the 26th of September. Hard to be in violation. Hard to be in violation when you meet the deadline, and that and so much more. Kelly Sadler here, former special assistant to the president and current communications director for America First Action PAC. Kelly, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, so tell me your take so far on the impeachment and the rebuttal, if you will, and the defense being put on by the president's team. I thought that Pam Bondi, from my point of view, did a great job pointing out all the problems with what's going on inside the camp of Joe Biden. The money. I mean, the millions and millions of dollars. Everybody got rich that knew Joe Biden, that was related to Joe Biden. His brother, his kids. It's shady, to say the least. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. Pam did an outstanding job yesterday. You know, just basically asking, why did Hunter Biden get, you know, $84,000 a month for sitting on a board of a Ukrainian oil and gas company without any knowledge about oil and gas, without the ability to speak Ukrainian, just because his father at the time was the main person in the Obama administration that was meant to clean up the Ukraine. I think everyone knows that on the face of this, this does not look good. It does not smell good. This is exactly kind of the profiteering off of the government that is so corrupt. And Pam did an amazing job of kind of laying that out, as well as all of the corruption in the Ukraine and why, quite frankly, the president wanted to look into this. Now, if we look back at the transcript of the call,
right,
of the president with President Zelensky, that came one day after the Mueller report, when Mueller was testifying on Capitol Hill. I'm sorry. So clearly the president was concerned about what was happening in 2016 and in previous elections with the Ukraine, not looking to 2020. Because the day before, he just saw Mueller on Capitol Hill talking about all of this stuff.
Right. So, all right. So where do we go from here? What do you think happens? I look at, and I'm embarrassed to say this, Kelly, and I am, but there was a time that I supported Mitt Romney in 2012.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm ashamed of myself. I mean, this clown represents a state that has 70% support for Donald Trump. 60% say there should be no impeachment and no removal. I latest polling from the Salt Lake City Tribune. And I don't know what the Deseret News has, but the point being is here, this clown is willing to fold and allow all these witnesses. We'll be doing this for the next 8 months.
Yeah, I mean, and you have Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania, who also is looking a little weak in this. You know, I think at this point there will be witnesses. But if you look at the John Bolton, for example,
right,
when he leaked that, or someone on the NSC, and there's been multiple leaks from the National Security Council against this president throughout his presidency. But if we look at the timing of this leak, you know, shortly after the disclosure of its contents, of John Bolton's contents of his book on Sunday night, Amazon listed it for sale. And then by Monday evening, it was number 17 on Amazon's bestseller list.
Correct.
You cannot tell me that this was not a coordinated leak to promote John Bolton's book.
Wait a second.
We've seen it happen, and it's absolutely disgusting, and it's absurd. But these United States senators, it looks like they're weak and they're falling.
Well, here's the question: when was the last time the left cared anything about what John Bolton had to say?
I know.
I mean, honestly, they've called him a liar, a dishonest individual. They've called him everything under the sun.
And a warmonger. Vote for Iraq. Everything. He has to be trusted. A deep state actor.
Yeah,
but now he's going to be their hero, because we've seen this multiple times. When people flip on the president, all of a sudden they're elevated. Look at Anthony Scaramucci. They're elevated within the media, and they're promoted for taking the quote-unquote right side in history.
Right, but The problem with most of these, I mean, you look at these books of people that have come out of the administration, wrote these telltale, most of it's proven to be fiction, a lot of it.
Yeah, and we don't even have a quote. We don't even know what John, there was no quotes that even came out in the New York Times. And then you have, you know, when you said Bill Barr basically saying this is not true, we don't have the transcript, we don't have the book, no one knows what's even in it. But now it's like some sort of bombshell, like there's been bombshell after bombshell after bombshell, and nothing yet has reached the point of truly being a bombshell. As you said earlier in the segment, the aid was released. There was no investigation by the Ukrainians into Hunter Biden. There is no crime here. There's no crime here.
Right, but the UK was investigating, as we learned from Pam Bondi, as she educated, well, those that were watching because the major news networks flipped off from Pam Bondi, but educated us that the UK was investigating Burisma for money laundering and fraud and all sorts of problems. And then after that, Hunter Biden was hired. So bad was it that that Chris Hines sent a note to the State Department saying, my company has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Chris Hines was so freaked out by the fact that Hunter Biden had joined Burisma. He was like, he sent a note to the State Department. We're not involved with this. Now, why would that be?
Because he knew it was a bad look. He knew that this was something that he did not want to get into if he wanted a life in public service. When you have John Kerry's son basically saying, whoa, this is bad, then you know that there was a real conflict of interest between Hunter Biden and Joe Biden at the time.
Absolutely.
And the State Department knew about it. The Obama administration knew about it. And the NSC at that time knew about it. But everyone looked the other direction.
Kelly Sadler here, former special assistant to President Donald Trump, current communications director for America First Action Pack. America First Action Pack. Give the folks an idea of who you are and what you're doing. Got about a minute here and what your plans are.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are the official PAC of the president's reelect. We're running anti-impeachment ads right now in Pennsylvania and Michigan, as well as in Alabama, targeting some of these key senators. We also came out with a timeline for your viewers if they want to view about when this impeachment sham started. And it started in 2016 with the hiring of Carter Page and Papadopoulos and the spying that Obama administration did on them. And you can go to www.impeachment/hoax.com to get the real lay of the land that tells the story that the mainstream media just is refusing to tell.
Yeah, there you go. Greatly appreciate you being here as always. Obviously, you're popular with broadcast outlets in Pennsylvania and Michigan and elsewhere because it's an election year and it's going to be a hotly contested election in many places. Kelly, greatly appreciate you being here.
Thanks so much, Steve. I appreciate it.
There you have it. Kelly Sadler, America First Action Pack. She is the director thereof and a former special assistant to President Donald Trump himself. Where do we go with all this impeachment? Well, we'll find out. Because all the bombshells, and you're wondering, you concern yourself, well, is this going to be a problem? This president has proven himself to be so resilient, he's able to knock these things off and keep plowing forward. I have no reason to think that John Bolton won't be exactly the same. At least, no reason at this point. 41 after on a Tuesday, it's the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.